Today we have a very interesting passage from Luke chapter 13. The first thing that's interesting about it is that the Pharisees are actually warning Jesus that King Herod is out to get him. That's a little bit surprising. Normally the Pharisees were out to get the Lord. But as you know, in the Pharisees and the scribes and the Sadducees, there were some friends of the Lord, like Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus. So the Lord had some friends even among the Pharisees. And there were some very many good Pharisees as well. And that's why they say to Jesus, "Depart from this area, for Herod is trying to kill you." Herod had already killed John the Baptist. Remember him? Remember, he beheaded John in the dungeon because of the dance that Salome's wife did, daughter did for Herod, and he offered her half the kingdom. And so Herod was this very sinful man, this very weak man. And it said that he was trying to now kill the Lord. Well, what does the Lord respond? Here we have the Lord showing great courage and bravery, because he tells the reigning king, he says to these Pharisees, "Go tell that fox, I'm not going to go. I'm staying. I have my work to do today, tomorrow, and the next day, and then I'll go to Jerusalem." The Lord here shows a little bit of sense of humor as well, because he doesn't call him a male fox. He calls him a female fox. He calls him a vixen. He says, "Go tell that vixen." Now, in the Jewish times, when you referred to somebody as a fox in this way, it really meant three things. A fox was considered the slyest, the most clever of the animals. Secondly, it was the most destructive of animals. And third, to call a man this was considering him really a worthless person, the lowest of the low. So it was a real insult that the Lord told the Pharisees, "Go tell that fox, I'm not leaving." So again, you see the Lord's courage, you see his bravery to call the reigning king this kind of a term. Well, he says, "I'm going to stay here for 3 more days, and I'm going to cast out demons, I'm going to do healings, and then I'll go to Jerusalem, because that's where everybody dies. Herod has no control over me. Herod can't kill me. It's up to the Father's plan. When I freely give my life to the Father, it'll be in Jerusalem. That's where all the prophets are killed. That's where Jesus is going to offer himself as the sacrifice for the whole world." So after this moment of courage and bravery, now you see the tenderness of the Lord. Look at the Lord's tenderness. He begins to weep over Jerusalem, and he says, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you kill the prophets, you stone those sent to you. How many times have I yearned to gather your children together like a hen gathers her brood under her wings?" Incredible tenderness, this love of God for his people, this love of God for Jerusalem. So Jesus had offered Jerusalem love and salvation and redemption and grace, but largely it was rejected. So now he mourns over Jerusalem. Jerusalem means the city of peace. And yet the city of peace had killed the prophets, had stoned the prophets, and now they were going to kill the Lord. And the Lord compares himself to this mother hen and to the people of Jerusalem like little chicks that he wanted to gather in this maternal tenderness, but they rejected him. He says, "You were unwilling." Then the Lord makes a prophecy. He says, "Behold, your house will be abandoned." 40 years from the time the Lord spoke this, the Romans would come in under Titus, and they would destroy the city of Jerusalem. It would be a siege. 1 million Jews would be killed, and the temple would be destroyed. The city would be razed to the ground. And the Lord predicts, "Your house will be abandoned." And then he concludes by saying, "I tell you, you will not see me again until you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" Well, that's what happened. That's what happened on Palm Sunday. That's when the Lord would go into Jerusalem. The people would rejoice, and they would, you know, take off their robes, put them on the ground. They would cut off palm branches, wave the palm branches, and they would shout this prophecy from the Old Testament, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." But even that is bittersweet, because those same people 5 days later would be shouting, "Crucify him, crucify him.